only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
.658 on 960 The Quake after our Quake News Team special about the San Jose Grand Prix, which we hope you'll find interesting and informative. And we get 3 hours of Will Durst and Willie Brown keeping it real with Will and Willie at the Hotel Vitale. Happy Monday, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, John. How's it going? I know 3 hours is not enough of us, but that's all you're going to get today.
No, we'll try and fit it all in, right?
And all I want you to do is listen to every word, because you're going to be examined at 10:05 on everything that occurred.
There will be a test.
Oh, there will be a test.
Absolutely. Right. We want you to know that the shuttle landed. I know that that's probably something you covered without incident.
We covered it live.
Beautiful. Yes, it was a beautiful landing. Just absolutely spectacular. I was almost late as a result of watching that. So fascinated. Maybe they'll take me up next time.
$200,000.
You
go to Spaceport America.
Yeah, well,
starting in 2010.
I can afford it if I start to vote in Arizona. If that measure passes, where they give $1 million lottery in Arizona for voting, we're going to discuss that, of course, I think today. And then, of course, Myers didn't get booed, and Barry got cheered.
Oh, jeez.
What a day at the park.
Ugly,
here in San Francisco.
Ugly weekend at the park. We have Bartboard VP Lynette Sweet. We have Janis Joplin's sister, Laura Joplin, Ali Asari.
And Big Ed Schultz.
All here on Keeping It Real.
Nice. Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks a lot. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE Oakland, San Jose, San Francisco, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special news presentation of 960 The Quake. The San Jose Grand Prix. The economics behind the checkered flag. A special in-depth look at this unique race and what it means to San Jose and the Silicon Valley.
That is the sound of grandstand construction for the San Jose Grand Prix. And that goes along with millions of dollars of city improvements, which are taking place all over downtown San Jose. It's all to make way for the fleet of crazy-looking champ cars that will soon be careening through the streets at 210 miles per hour.
It's going to be fantastic.
The biggest sporting event in San Jose's history is back. And if this year is anything like the race's 2005 kickoff...
It was good for many of our restaurants, many of our hotels. Many of them told us that those were some of the best days they had ever had since they'd been in business.
San Jose's Economic Development Director, Paul Krutko, says downtown business was booming during and after the Grand Prix race.
Having these kind of events for hotels and restaurants is like their Christmas period for a retailer.
150,000 people attending this three-day event, and that adds up to big business trickle-down.
We had significant economic activity in our city. We estimate our economic impact on direct spending, so that's from teams and people staying in the hotels and all that, of about $23
million. Economic Development Director Paul Krutko believes you also can't put a price on all the publicity from this high-profile race.
Many people in corporate environs do get impressed with cities that have these kind of events because they know how challenging and difficult they are to pull off. So it says something about that city to be able to do this kind of event.
Well, there is at least a decade-long commitment to making sure the good times so far associated with the Grand Prix race continue rolling into San Jose.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our special reports on the San Jose Grand Prix. For more information, log on to our website, quakeradio.com.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
...704 at 960 The Quake. Let's check traffic. Broad 4 Traffic Center brought to us this time by Wells Fargo. Hercules, couple lanes blocked on 80 westbound after Willow Ave. Motorcycle and a car involved, and then a couple other vehicles got involved in the mess. And took a while to get it cleared out, and maybe in the last few minutes it may have actually been taken off the freeway. And Santa Clara, 101 northbound after the Great American Parkway off-ramp. Just in from CHP, a crash, but we don't have any details. Could be in the road or might not be. We'll let you know if it matters. We have no other major problems around town. Metering lights off, Baybridge Toll Plaza, back up to about Grand Avenue. And remember, it's a spare the air day. Try not to drive if you can't. Most mass transit will be free for both the morning, midday, and afternoon commute. Why wait for Sunday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for Sunday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. Check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. We'll check headlines at the bottom of the hour now. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning from down on the corner, excuse me, of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. It was a long weekend. I'm still clearing out the tubes. It is Monday, July 17th at 7:05 a.m., and I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're keeping it real here at 960 The Quake. Thanks for joining us.
Mr. Durst, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Brown. How was your weekend, sir?
Not bad. Not bad at all. It was a working weekend.
A working weekend.
A labor of love.
With the emphasis on, on the adjective, on the verb.
Labor. It was quite a weekend. But it was also quite a weekend for the city. The weather was just absolutely spectacular the whole weekend. And the business of going to the ballpark, and I wandered around the ballpark both Saturday and Sunday just a little bit.
Oh, you did? I didn't see you.
I was just hanging out, and I noticed that people have become very creative at parking and down there. Obviously, the tow trucks don't work that area, or if they do, they're watching the game, waiting until it's over before they do their work, because people were parking as if they were in Rome. And in Rome, you park anywhere.
On the sidewalk.
Absolutely.
In the cafe.
No question. These people were doing the parking. And then I saw guys selling parking spaces that they didn't own.
On the street?
Yes. Guys sell a parking space. Makes 15,
did he have a call in there or something?
Well, what he would do is he'd stand there like he's waiting for a friend, blocking the space. I loved it. Hey, Mr. Brown, how are you? And I said, fine, how are you? He said, well, you know, I'm working. Yeah, you can work. And he was selling.
Some contractor from the city.
Yeah, they got down there early enough in the morning to sell parking spaces. And then, of course, those other garages that are down there that obviously have no customers on weekends because they're office garages. On weekends, they're turned into parking spaces for ball games. And they're a block away. They're just off of King Street, up the alley. I mean, it's amazing.
I wonder if they sell parking spots from 340 Townsend where the Clear Channel Studios are.
Well, I walked by there. I walked by there yesterday, and the cars were parked all along there. And I think those had been preempted. People had just probably taken those spaces. I know it wasn't the personnel at the Clear Channel.
Somebody's manning the studios.
Yes, I know they are, but they're robots. They aren't ordinary. But only John Scott over there in that building that I personally know of functions. Everybody else is on autopilot.
Just slacking around.
Yes, yes. And then yesterday in the locker room, Barry was Mr. Charm. He was being interviewed, and he was kidding around with reporters, really having a good time after having a great series. Stole two bases.
He almost hit three home runs yesterday. He was that close. One was stolen away from him. Would have been a homer, maybe. Second one was a homer, and the third one was an inch foul, and it was a monster shot. It went over the foul pole. That's why it was so hard to determine whether or not it was a home run or not.
So he had a good
game yesterday.
And his website this morning, his lawyers are saying, you know, well, stop the conversation about indictment. There apparently was not going to be an indictment, not in the foreseeable future. So things went well. And then, of course, the U.S. Had an interesting weekend. And foreigners have taken over the golf tournaments in this country. A Korean woman. Won the LPGA, and an Australian won the John Deere Classic.
Yeah, but for the guys, it's pretty much a week off. All the heavy hitters are waiting for this week, which is British Open, right?
The British Open is where they're playing. But then yesterday, they have that American Celebrities Tournament up in Tahoe.
Yeah,
to which I've never been invited.
You haven't?
No.
Do you play golf?
Jack Warner. Well, I would if they invite me. It's a simple enough game. You just go out there and you hit just a little white ball, and you hit it hard enough, you hit it straight enough.
With a club totally unsuited for the purpose.
No question whatsoever. And then you get in a little cart and be driven to the next stop.
That's Debbie's favorite part. She pretends she's Desert Rat.
And that little cart has no restrictions on whether or not you can drink beer while you're driving.
Unless you're in the city and county of San Francisco.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to worry about being busted like Mr. Coors was busted over the weekend for drunk driving, or a few days ago for drunk driving. He claims he had one beer. Can you imagine Coors, one beer?
I've had those 72-ounce beers, too. They're called pitchers.
And then, of course, over the weekend, the war escalated. On the ground now, there are Israeli troops in Lebanon.
They moved into southern Lebanon today.
No question. And they're looking for the bad guys. The other Arab nations are also speaking out against the bad guys. The Saudis said it was a bad idea. The Syrians said, hey, we don't even know these people. We have nothing to do with them. Yes, we're not going to let them run through our back door to our country. And, of course, the Israelis are taking full advantage of that opportunity. The G8 people who are about to admit Russia, and I guess they'll become G9, and because they are looking favorably on the Russian application, issued a statement, kind of measly mouth and wishy-washy, but nevertheless it was a statement. But they're all saying to Israel, you have got to restrain yourself. You cannot use excessive force. What do they think? This is an arrest of some guy on the streets here?
This is a war. They're throwing missiles into their cities.
No question. However, the Israelis operate on theory that they've got to eliminate the ability to hit them at any time, period. And they're going about it in a very precise, surgical way. They wiped out the airport, they shut down the port, and then they bombed the highways and the bridges so that there can be no movement of people or traffic.
Anywhere where they know that Hezbollah has been or goes.
Or intends to go,
including the airport.
And then there's another interesting story that the Democrats have got to be somewhat displeased with, and that is that the Sunnis are saying, listen, hey, whatever you do, don't leave. These Shiites are crazy over here in Iraq. If you leave, you Shiites leave, we're at their mercy. So please don't cut out. And then today's, this week, starting today's, the debate in Washington will stem cell. And apparently the votes are there to pass it.
But George Bush has vowed to veto it. So we'll see if Bush veto.
There are three bills, though. There are two bills that are designed to allow conservatives to say they voted for measures. Two bills available if they pass. The president will sign those bills or at least assent to them. On the other hand, the bill, the real good bill, that the House passed that allows for extensive research dealing with diabetes and spinal injury and Alzheimer's and all those things, that passed the House overwhelmingly, and it probably will pass the Senate. He has indicated he disagrees with that bill. He hasn't said whether or not he'll veto it. If he does veto it, it'll be the first veto in his 6 years and 7 months of the presidency. That's virtually unprecedented, because in all other cases he's been writing little notes
in little the post-it bill
saying,
notes.
Saying, what this a
bill,
joke.
This bill can't, yeah, everybody else has to abide by this law except me. So
yes,
George
yeah,
W.
Yeah.
Bush.
This bill does not affect people born in Crawford, Texas. Or live in Crawford,
well, yeah,
Texas.
He wasn't born there. He was born in Connecticut.
But he doesn't know that. He's,
did you see what he said at the G8?
No.
Yeah, this was today. He didn't realize his remarks were being picked up by a microphone at the summit, and he was speaking to Tony Blair, and the UN was talking about bringing peacekeepers in to the Mideast, and he said, see, the irony is what they really need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing this. So he said the S word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop doing this crap is what he meant, but said a different word. So he didn't know the microphone was on. He was talking to Tony Blair, and it says Blair's response was unintelligible.
And then, of course, the Iranians got involved in this. They're not interested in having the Israelis mad at them, nor are they interested in having the people at the G8 mad at them. So what they said is, hey, you know that stuff you were talking about? That's the framework for dialogue, period. They didn't say we're going to stop pursuing whatever we're pursuing, but they did say it's a framework for dialogue. And then, of course, the North Koreans have been shut out again.
Hey, what about us? Hey, remember us? We get a bomb over here. Hello.
And then I love the Sunday talk shows. They're now saying that the head of North Korea is singularly to blame for a reduction in height of the existing population by 2 inches as a result of malnutrition.
In North Korea?
Yeah. They said studies show that the population is not growing at the same rate in height, and it's because they are being ill-fed, and that this guy running this country has to be held responsible for that. All of his interest has been to keep North Korea isolated, but also to keep saber-rattling and be the dictator that he really is. And at the same time, his people are starving to death. I mean, like really bad starving. They're not even allowed to do what some of the rural Chinese communities are doing, and that's leaving and going to the industrial zone and going to work and making iPods. And I was amazed at reading on the tech pages how many companies here in this country market products, Dell Computer, everybody. I mean, Microsoft, the whole collection of folk who market their products, it turned out they're made in the same factory. In this one industrial area.
In China,
where this particular area last year shipped, just this one company, one manufacturer, shipped $22 billion in products. And now that's not retail price on products. That's wholesale price on products. And they were iPods, cell phones, the kind of things that we take for granted.
Computers.
I did not know my Razr phone could have been made in China. I thought my Razr phone was made in Razorville.
Razorville, Tennessee. Yeah, Razorville, a division of Motorola.
That's right.
Yeah, they stopped that when they stopped making Zenith televisions. We are going to keep on keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. This is, you are tuned in to the Will and Willie Show from the city and county of San Francisco, the birthplace of Rice-A-Roni. They're making a comeback, and so are we.
Here except they're not going to do the jingle.
Yeah, they might. Yeah. They might. We're waiting for the jingle here at 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Try to make it real compared to what?
Suck it to me. We're making it real. We're keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. And our guest this segment is Miss Lynette Sweet, who's a BART Board VP. Welcome to the Will and Willie Show, my lady.
Well, thank you for having me on this great Spare the Air Day.
It is a Spare the Air Day. You guys got some more money. How'd you do that?
MTC just came through with some additional dollars. Their board decided that it was important to have 3 more days.
And that's what the $7 million covers, 3 days.
3 days.
Oh, man.
But it's our insurance policy. If we don't keep our emissions down, if we have problems with the air quality around here, then we get fined. And that fine is worth... Well, it's a lot more than $7 million.
Miss Sweet, how are you?
Mayor Brown, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and well. So, not too many people are riding to the airport, huh?
Not yet.
On BART?
Well, let's just say it's growing. It hasn't grown to where we expected it to go, but it's getting there.
It's one of my great prides to have been instrumental in getting Bart to the airport. And I've not yet taken it to the airport myself, which is a terrible admission to make. But because it is the way which most of us ought to be going, it's convenient. You arrive, you know, with no trouble at all. You're 5 minutes from any gate when you arrive at the airport on BART to the airport. And it's inexpensive, and it's a good ride.
Cheaper than a cab.
No question. Oh, a lot cheaper. It's cheaper than Super Shuttle.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and Super Shuttle, you have to wait and ride with strangers.
Ride with strangers, and somehow they're always at a gate that's closer to you. They've never been there before. They're confused. They got kids.
But not Bart. You know, I take Bart over to Oakland.
We appreciate your business.
I catch it right down here in downtown San Francisco, just up from Hyatt Regency.
It's convenient.
And I get off at Lake Merritt. I've got family, friends, and relatives over there, and I am too cheap to use the Bay Bridge. Well, the gas on the Bay Bridge.
We definitely appreciate
you that it's a ball, because you get on there and you end up, a politician ought to ride that train every day. If you down and out, people on the train, nobody insults you. Everybody's glad to see you. It's fabulous. So I ride your BART train. What are the possibilities of getting you to move your headquarters to San Francisco? Now I've got my ex-mayor's hat on.
Actually, we thought about that. We just moved to our new headquarters over at the Lakeside. Well, the Kaiser Building over on Lakeside.
I know that. That's why I'm asking you. That building is a high-rise. It's expensive.
It was a great deal for us.
Oh, really?
It was a wonderful proposition to move over there, and it just made economical sense to take that over anything we could find over here. So it's a matter of dollars.
Oh.
It's all a matter of dollars.
We would love to have BART headquarters in San Francisco. That would fit. You guys realize that would really fit. Any day now, we could merge BART and Muni, and we'd start what ought to be a regional transportation authority. We'd end up with SamTrans, Golden Gate, all coming under one, and then eventually we got AC Transit. I guarantee you, every one of those places that have their own governing board is hearing this, and they're already flipping out.
They're cringing.
Oh. My God.
Well, if San Francisco makes us an offer we can't refuse, I'm sure we'll be here.
Spoken like it's true. You're elected directly from San Francisco. BART's made up on an elected board, correct?
Correct.
Unlike Muni, made up an appointed board, correct. BART's made up of people who have to run for office. How many board members are there?
We have 9 board members, and all of us cover area that has 352,000 people.
So there's 2 of them in San Francisco?
3. There are 3 in San Francisco, 3 in Alameda, and 3 in Contra Costa.
The way this divided up is that nobody... you represent San Francisco on what other counties?
Actually, I'm the cool district that represents all 3 counties, San Francisco, Alameda, and Contra Costa. I have a little bit of each.
That is a cool district.
Actually, it is. It's the wonderful district.
It also keeps your opposition down. But, which is far more important, in my opinion.
How often are you elected?
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years? Are you up in November?
No, not this November. I ran for office in 2004, and again, I'll be running again in 2008.
And there are no term limits on...
No, BART is one of those districts... Well, BART's one of those offices where not only are there no term limits, there are no contribution requirements, meaning you can donate $1 million to a BART director without having a problem.
Wow. Does that sound like a solicitation? That's what it sounds like to me. Hey, I'm over here. I'm running 2008.
Yeah.
Bill, yeah.
I'll Warren give you Buffett. $1 million.
Oh, yeah, Warren Buffett. Forget Bill Gates.
Can I get a stop on up 18th and Pacheco?
Not yet.
It should go down 19th.
In San Francisco, what neighborhoods do you cover?
I cover the Bayview, Hunters Point, Ingleside, some of the Portola, and Western Addition.
Wait a minute. You don't get do anything downtown?
Well, my stations cover downtown. The stations that I have in San Francisco are Embarcadero and Montgomery.
I see. And then what do you cover in Alameda County?
Alameda County, I have Emeryville, Oakland. Okay, mine just went blank, but the western part of... Right there near the tube is what I have.
And over in Contra Costa?
Richmond.
You got Richmond. So you have 3 different components, and you can't reach your district other than by BART.
Correct.
But it works.
It does. And BART has, what, about 5,000 employees? 4,000 or 5,000?
No, 3,000.
3,000 employees. They are union employees, too, aren't
all
they?
Of, well, the majority are union employees. We have about 100 that aren't.
Miss Lynette Sweet, you are with us here on 960 The Quake. Thank you for joining us. And the big issue these days, of course, is security. Everybody's worried about security on BART. How do we increase security on BART?
Well, security takes money. What happened in India last week was a real indication that we got to be a little bit more vigilant on what we do. We can't stop a whole lot of things from happening, but what we can do is buy down our risk. And we've identified approximately $250 million worth of enhancements we could do to BART to buy down that risk tremendously.
What are some of the ways that you could do it with that money?
Well, there's a lot of new technological equipment out there that would detect not just chemicals and weapons, but the radiological stuff, the biological stuff. We'd like to be able to implement that at BART, in addition to getting more bomb-sniffing dogs, hiring more police officers, building up our infrastructure so
would
that it
people
can't
have
be
to
reached.
Walk through detectors before they get on
well,
to
we're
BART?
Calling it the Tunnel of Truth. And basically
it's a great name.
Well, basically, but it doesn't impact your way to get on BART. I mean, so, you still get on and you still walk through our tunnel before you get on.
So it would be a reader, be almost like in Total Recall when they walk through.
It would. San Francisco Airport implemented a test pilot of a program like this, and it's really quick. I mean, it's not as if it would stop your rapid transit.
Is that that thing that goes at air?
Yes.
Oh,
the puffer.
The puffer.
Yeah. And, you know, he looks at me and he goes red.
The puffer?
Yeah. Just looks at me. I don't have to be in the machine and he goes red. It's kind of like when you enter Mexico. They got a similar thing like that on the border when you enter Mexico.
A puffer?
Yeah, and the light goes red. You walk through and if the light goes red, you've stopped. Most people, it's green. It stays green.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I generate reaction from reds, the color red.
How long is the tunnel?
Well, it's not very long at all. I'd say no more than 3 feet. I mean, you're walking through. You're getting detected. You're still going to get on your train. I mean, these are just, it's our wish list. We'd love to be able to put something like that in place.
And you would think that, you know, that with the times the way they are and seeing everything that's happening, how do we get the money?
Well, that's the hard part about it. You know, right now, Department of Homeland Security has processes in place, and there's just not enough money. I mean, right now, last week, there was a $150 million bill sent to the Senate floor. The House wants to add an additional $50 million, but that's money that would be divided among all the transit agencies nationwide. That's not enough. I mean, if we've identified $250 million here, having $200 million divided nationwide, it's not enough.
Not enough. We'll find out more about how we could get that money with our guest, Lynette Sweet, Board VP of BART, here on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. 7:30, 960 The Quake. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News. Here's what's going on in the Bay Area. Bay Bridge metering lights now on. Backup starting to build. A little past the 880 overpass. Not quite backed up to the maze yet. Slow up the incline, though, into San Francisco. No problems reported. South Bay crash on 101 northbound before the 280 junction. One car, center divide. Another over on the right shoulder. And brake lights and curiosity coming by it. 101 northbound at Baker Ave in Santa Rosa. Trailer. It looks like in a trailer park right near the freeway, fully engulfed, and they've shut down the Baker Ave on-ramp. The fire is very visible from 101, so everyone's stopping to slow down and take a look at that. And this report is brought to you this time by Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage, will get you taken care of, and here's how. Get started with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. Automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 7:31, here's what's happening today on 960, The Quake. Many buses, ferries, and trains giving us a ride today, no charge. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District has declared a Spare the Air Day, the fourth such declaration in the Bay Area this year. The free transit possible thanks to additional funds that came down from Sacramento. We had already exhausted the money for the Spare the Air free ride program a couple of weeks ago. The California Independent System Operator, the people in charge of our electricity, warns as a possibility for maybe even brownouts this afternoon as demand for electricity could reach an all-time high. Couple of ways you can help out. Set your thermostat 78 degrees or higher. Use fans instead of air conditioners. And don't run your big appliances now. Wait till after 7 o'clock tonight. As the situation in the Middle East grows more frightening and violent, there's an unusual protest being held in San Francisco today. Jewish groups will gather at the Israeli consulate on Montgomery Street in San Francisco's financial district to urge Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza and Lebanon. Meet up at 12 noon today. Sacramento and Montgomery Street. The event is sponsored by Jewish Voice for Peace. They're a national organization that is looking for a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem. Some cliff notes from yesterday's 20th annual AIDS Walk San Francisco. 3.77 million raised by 25,000 walkers. That's 150,000 more than last year. All the money going to the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and 43 other HIV/AIDS organizations. Mayor Newsom was on hand. He honored the AIDS Walk founder who's been there since the beginning, Craig Miller. And a good job to all who attended and walked. Quake weather today, near 100 in the Far East Bay, in the South Bay, and the North Bay. 90s on the peninsula, and the only place that'll be really pleasant is on the coast with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960, The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra thin so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty. Absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
The San Jose Grand Prix.
We had doubts about the success of the Grand Prix.
The economics behind the checkered flag.
Business was fabulous.
The Grand Prix makes a difference when it comes to how they think about San Jose.
It was a great, wonderful surprise.
Listen for special reports on the San Jose Grand Prix all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Coming at you with the speed of the truth from the center of the bay. This is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Our guest this segment is Miss Lynette Sweet. She's a board VP of BART, and she's here to tell us how many Spare the Air days we can have. Because today is one. That means everything is free today. Everything.
Well, you mean rider-wise?
No. I mean everything. Lunch? Your lunch is free. Coffee is free.
Mortgages do?
But those, yeah, that's suspended today. Well? No, if it happened today on the 17th.
Well.
7-17. All those hot dogs.
And keep in mind, people, everything's he's a comic. Free. He's making fun of
it's
us.
It's all free today. It's a free day.
Okay.
No, you're just going to go for the transit stuff. Okay.
Just the transit stuff. And we're going to have three more Spirit of the Air days. And today is one. Most likely tomorrow will be two because of the projected weather patterns. And one more somewhere else in the summer. This is actually one of the first times we've used all of our allocated Spirit of the Air days.
Right away.
Now, Lynette, you were in a time frame of discussing with Will Durst about the safety features and the safety needs and the safety resource requirements for people riding public transit in this country and how there is an absence thereof. When you think in terms of Homeland Security, what kind of investigations would your operation be doing to try to project when something may happen?
That's a wonderful question because one of the things that we've realized is that in this country, 9/11 happened. It's the 11th of the month. In Madrid, their subway attack happened on March 11th. This last thing in India happened on July 11th. So one of the things we'd like Homeland Security to pay closer attention to, I mean, we've done our internet search to try to figure out what the 11th meant by way of terrorism and couldn't come up with anything. I'd love to see a much more in-depth investigation into, does 11 have any significance, or is it just a coincidence?
I don't think it's a coincidence.
You think that there may be something to the 11th concept?
I think there's something about numerology that's being utilized here. I mean, even the London attack, which was a year ago, that was on 7/7. So this is too even. You know, I mean, it's the odds. The odds are that it means something. But
falling on those dates.
I think we should know, too. We should have some intelligence that would know something like this. This would not be contained to the higher cells. This would be probably general knowledge. I'm just wondering if they're hanging on to that information.
Well, you know, some of these websites that keep projecting that I received early warnings about 9/11.
Oh, you did?
Well, well, as of now, everybody, you're all warned. Watch the 11th date of the month. Stay home. Okay. Don't go out. call in ill or something, but whatever you do, I got the word. Don't move around on the 11th.
Yeah.
Don't move around on the 11th. Now, the 11th...
17th is okay.
Yes, the 11th is coming past. It was 1 week ago. It won't be again until August 11th, and I have a series of appointments on August 11th. All of you should know that. So I'm not
staying home, too.
I'm not flying on August 11th. I'm not flying. I'm not even going to ride in a cab on August 11th. Just for fear. They may start on an isolated basis, start selecting cabs. And I'm certainly not going to be an Olympic official. Did you see where they grabbed the Olympic official in
Baghdad? Oh, my God, yeah.
This is amazing. Seriously. But
they already killed, you know, they already killed the Iraqi tennis coach, the national tennis coach, because he was wearing shorts. I mean, it's the desert. It's a hot, literally, not figuratively, literally 125 degrees out there. And he's wearing shorts, and they killed him because shorts are not allowed.
Well, I walked into a restaurant that shall remain nameless a couple of days ago, and a guy came in, shorts and tennis shoes. He should have been killed. There is justification for...
You know, my wife tried to get into Post Trio one time. She was wearing shorts, and they went and got some chef pants. You
know, and had her put them on.
Had her put them on. And then she kept them.
She should have. Yeah. Those are groovy pants.
They are.
Those gray babies that look like pinheads.
Oh, yeah.
They really are cool.
They're like pajamas.
Absolutely. I mean, they are cool.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. She's
Paul
here.
Is pointing out that we're ignoring our guests. Our guest is...
See, that's right. No, I'm trying to figure out how we make our money back on the 11th when people are going to play.
See, that's what happens.
On the 12th,
here.
You'll double up.
Keeping it real right here with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. We're being greeted by none other than the Vice President of BART on the Bay Area from San Francisco, Lynette Sweet, who's dropped in this morning to talk to us about Spare the Air and about why numerology should be considered as part of the intelligence briefing operations going on. Can you see it now? Just think about Bush trying to pronounce
Spare the Air.
You got the number on the thing with the numbers.
That's what it means.
The thing with the numbers.
Now, we have seen that Homeland Security, Miss Lynette Sweet, board VP of BART, joining us here in 960. We have seen the Homeland Security determine that the state of Indiana has the most terrorist targets in the country. So it's obvious that there's not a lot of common sense being applied to the allocation of funds here.
Well, we understand that funds need to be allocated based on threat, risk, and consequence. So that's how we look at it. And fortunately, California has its own Department of Homeland Security. It's done a much better job of identifying the risks and potential here in
real
the state.
Targets, yes.
Real targets.
And not petting zoos.
No. We don't have a petting zoo on the list that I saw. And BART is on that list.
Yes. So it is definitely a target, and I can
see
that.
It's a top 10 target.
Well, with the tube, you know, BART runs on under a tube, runs under the bay.
120 feet down.
And believe me, that's obviously something that the people who do damage to other people, and particularly innocents and non-participants,
are focusing on.
Absolutely. They want to do something that's incredibly spectacular, and that's why... I take it that there's a great sensitivity by your board of directors about the need for security.
Big time. Right now, we're in the midst of our seismic improvements, and fortunately, the voters in the region gave us a go-ahead with a $980 million bond allocation. Well, we'd love to be able to do our seismic upgrade and our terrorism upgrade, as you call it, to the tube at the same time. It would save us a heck of a lot of money by doing it that way, and that's really what we're pushing for, and we're almost there.
And this is where you would really apply the so-called technological censoring processes that could be done very easily, and any disruption or interruption of that would create an alarm somewhere.
Correct.
That would result in an immediate inspection, I take it, by your systems group of investigators.
Correct. See, the tube really is not only our most important piece of equipment, but it's also the most vulnerable. I mean, as Mayor Brown stated, if anything were to really happen on our BART system, it would happen with the tube being a focal point. We get that. So we want to make sure that tube is taken care of. And having detection equipment surrounding that tube is real important.
Is there another bond issue this fall coming up?
Yes. Well, it's not our bond issue. It's a 1B on the – it's a California state infrastructure bond.
Yeah.
And if that were to pass, we'd be sitting very pretty because there's a huge allocation for transit security in that bond measure.
And you know what
we
need?
1B.
And what I'm currently working on, transit-wise, Lynette, is trying to figure out how to get Muni that goes out to 19th and Holloway in that area and just stops and comes back. You in Daly City is only another quarter of a mile or mile at the most from Muni. Muni ought to go up to BART and interact there because all of a sudden San Francisco State students who come from the East Bay that are now having to transfer and pack Muni in the downtown area of San Francisco would go to Daly City and get on and come right come down the 19th and Holloway. A client of mine has a great interest in that, and so does the university.
I would love to have BART out there.
Wouldn't that be a smart? So we're working on that.
Oh, I wish you great luck on that because it's such a commonsensical approach to how to keep transit moving.
Which means it's doomed. Thank you so much for joining us. You will come back, Miss Lynette Sweet.
I'd be more than happy to come back, and thank you both for having me on your show this morning.
Thank you for representing us. And your stations are not too far away. Here from the Vitale Hotel on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, we are keeping it real.
And stick around, because you're going to get it real when Will Durst does Burst of Durst.
I'm about to burst here on 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class. LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Bill Press, I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, thank you. And today's Burst of Durst is not brought to you by Scandinavian Design. So don't go to Scandinavia.com and find out about all their
specials.
Well, here's the problem with Bush's cowboy diplomacy. Because he invaded a country that had absolutely nothing to do with 9-1-1, it's a wee bit disingenuous for him to tell the warring parties in the Mideast to back off. I mean, no one's going to buy him as a calm, rational, gray eminence presence now, because he's Mr. Dead or Alive. He's the bring it on guy. He's Dan from Deadwood, who just saved his life by poking a guy's eye out. He could attempt a do as I say, don't do as I do, parental sort of thing, but that's guaranteed to receive the same kind of response as a whisper in a hurricane. Or he might want to claim he's had an epiphany and come to the conclusion that violence is no way to settle discords, that we should all sit down and talk this thing out first. But we get the same chance of that happening as we do of having Joe Lieberman sing bass in Wagner's Ring Trilogy. Besides, it'd be as effective as trying to convince a starving coyote to walk away from a wounded bunny. This is the Mideast. These guys have tear each other apart imprinted on their DNA. If someone comes back with a newspaper from the future, I will guarantee you there will be a headline in 1,000 years that says, the Mideast peace talks stalled. And that's your Burst of Durst for today. I like that applause.
As always, timely written.
Trenchant, wasn't it?
Well done. And it obviously stirs one's interests and subject matters of today. If you go to Quake.com.
QuakeRadio.com.
QuakeRadio.com, you can pick up Will Durst's utterances and frame them. if you are so inclined, if they're so interested.
Now you're just
mocking. I particularly
mocking.
Listen closely for his references, because he always has an animal reference in there. A coyote walking away from
a wounded bunny.
A wounded bunny. I love that. Just think about the visual. I can see some little kid now. Mommy, my Easter bunny is being eaten by a coyote supplied by Will Durst.
It's always a starving coyote. Because coyotes, you never see a well-fed coyote. They're always scraggly and scrawny. And just,
what was the coyote you used to run in the cartoon?
Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. the Coyote. Wile E. Coyote. Yes. But I also...
Chuck Jones' creation.
I saw yesterday a guy walking to the ball game on King Street.
Mm.
Sporty as all get up. And he had with him his dog.
He was taking the dog?
Yes. His dog. Yeah, he was walking his dog. And the dog had one of those big heads. Maybe it was a Rottweiler or something like, you know, one of those mean-looking dogs. And he was coming down, and, you know, I didn't, I had other reasons why I crossed the street. And only going on the other side, because I wasn't sure that this guy had it all in him.
So you went to both games Saturday and Sunday?
No, I went by. I didn't say, you know.
Did you come in the park?
Yes, but, the cameras. Yes.
The cameras.
I was security checking the cameras.
To make sure they security cameras to make sure they worked. Because I couldn't full time, you know.
We had tickets. You should have called us. We can always get you in.
Well,
we have to. I know you can always get
the
in.
The day I can't get in.
I know.
You know, the day
you
can't
schmooze. Do you actually have money? Do you have cash? Do you walk around with cash? I mean, do you have to pay for anything in this town?
What's cash?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What's cash?
Yeah, it's the green stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, us plebeians, once in a while. The hoi
polloi. You see that thing in Leah Garchek's column where somebody was screaming at me because I got a free cream puff? I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What kind of place is this where you can't receive a free cream puff?
One free cream? What are they, $1.60 or something?
Not only that, you can't retroactively bribe me. I mean, what do they think? I don't have anything going.
That's the whole space-time continuum. What happens afterwards does not affect what happened before. Well,
not only that, the fact that the people are giving me these things, think they're going to get something for them, don't disturb them. Let them keep doing it. They're going to be rewarded in heaven for their generosity.
They know that you still have connections. Perhaps you can grease a couple of friends.
For a price.
But not a cream puff.
But not a cream puff.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, maybe you can get John
Scott
for the president.
Had to have shot that one. That didn't come from anybody else. That had to come from John.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Did he say Brownie?
Yes.
Brownie.
Brownie. I mean.
Has anybody ever called you Brownie?
Oh, man.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Besides the president, I mean.
And that fellow immediately went looking for work. He said, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. And now Brownie is right
there. He opened his own disaster consultancy. You can't make stuff up like this. What gall? What cojones this person has?
Well, when you can give away $2,000, by the way, the
They're
new guy
do that,
just
yeah.
cut off yeah. giving away $2,000 for victims. And I was third in line from being good.
It's always like that, isn't it? What's your next?
Always.
We got a great show coming up. We have Janis Joplin's sister. She's going to join us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Lisa Goddard, live in Jerusalem. An escalating crisis and a critical speech. Israel's prime minister is giving a national address this hour as the death toll from the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict rises. Missiles from the militant Islamic group Hezbollah again hit the Israeli town of Haifa this morning, injuring 3 people. As much as 20 or 25% of the Israeli population is in bomb shelters. Meanwhile, Israel is slamming Hezbollah areas in Lebanon, saying it's determined to build a buffer zone there. Now with more, here's CNN's Jim Ribble in Atlanta.
Correspondent Chris Burns in Larnaca, Cyprus reports the U.S. is sending a helicopter into Lebanon to evacuate a few American citizens, but thousands more are still waiting.
It's about a half-hour trip by air, very, very close by. This group will include, as yesterday, people who are ill, elderly, students, unaccompanied children, very high-priority cases. but the rest are going to have to wait, and this is going to take some time.
The space shuttle made a clean landing this morning at the Kennedy Space Center. Correspondent John Zarella reports the space agency says this was one of the smoothest shuttle missions on record.
This is a very good sign for NASA that the vehicle, the fleet, is back on track, and they can start flying again on a regular basis.
You want a hot forecast? How about some of these forecast highs today? Albany, 96. Baltimore, 101. Chicago, 96. Milwaukee, 96. New York, 98. Philadelphia, 101. Washington, 100. A heat wave is gripping practically the entire continental U.S. with the exception of Maine and parts of the West Coast. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit southern Sumatra and Indonesia today. First reports indicate a few people died from a resulting tsunami that hit a coastal resort in Indonesia.
We have earthquakes there almost every night, but tsunamis are extremely rare, so they probably only happen once every 10 years or something.
That's Paul Caruso at the National Earthquake Information Center. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quick.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Time for quick traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News.
I'm John Scott. Good morning. It's 8:04. And here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Oakland just moved a crash. 880 northbound at High Street. I'll get it together here in a minute. Stop and go from High Street around that. Crash was blocking the left lane. Five vehicles crashed a little while ago, and it hadn't had the two left lanes at Willow Ave blocks, 80 westbound. That's been cleared as well. And more good news in Santa Rosa. There was a trailer on fire right next to the Baker Ave off-ramp on 101 northbound, and the smoke came over the freeway, and everyone was looking at it. They've got the fire down now, and traffic getting better through there. Metering lights on, heavy on the upper deck, back up to about Grand Avenue now. Spare the Air Day, by the way, today. And all transit in the Bay Area is no charge until further notice. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. We get headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. We are here down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. It is 55 minutes before the hour of 9 and 150 minutes before 10 o'clock.
You really are looking to the end of the show today. I've never heard you this way.
Well, today is the first day that it's not foggy in the city of San Francisco, and we have three giant trees in our backyard, giant firs that were getting cut down, and he couldn't come last week because it was foggy, and he couldn't because it was so slippery down underneath, they wouldn't have any footing. So finally going to get our trees. Hopefully he'll come today.
You are taking out trees?
We're taking out trees.
Does the city know about that?
They're on a hillside. No, we haven't gotten a permit or anything. Shut up. Don't tell anybody. They're on a hillside.
Well, they're dangerous.
They are a danger.
And under those circumstances,
we try to get PG&E to do it because a couple of them are near the lines, but they always come out and say, "Ah, no, they're all right."
Well, under the circumstances, you're permitted to take affirmative action.
Oh yeah, because it's dangerous. They're on a hillside and they're way too big.
And they also look a little sick.
The bottom of them. Yeah, we got to take them down because they're too close to houses now. No, they used to be. They were nice, and they're blocking everybody's views. So we're going to try to get the neighbors to help us pay for it because they'll end up with much better views.
And when Will says this is the first day, one of the few days of sunshine, he means only in the sunset.
Not in the rest of the city.
No, the rest of the world.
In Potrero Hill, nice. They've had, yeah. That's the best weather pattern. That and Hunter's Point are the two best weather
sites. And Noe Valley, yeah.
In the city. And some of the best view paths anywhere in the city. Will, we got a guest.
We got a great guest. We have Miss Laura Joplin, who is the sister.
And note the last name.
Yes. She wrote a book called Love, Janice.
Right.
And welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Oh, I thought it was Scott Joplin.
No, no, no.
Oh.
Another admirable cousin.
Is that true? Relation?
I assume it has to be. Yeah, I mean, why else would you use a name like that? You know, yeah. But it's not provable.
Not provable.
Tell us about the show.
The show is based on 25 letters that Janice wrote home, plus other letters that we've gathered, where Janice gets to tell her story of what it was like to come to San Francisco in 1966 and join this incredible social revolution and find her own power, her own voice, her own audience, and speak, you know, what was for her the inner truth of her life through music. And that's interspersed with 18 of her power drive and rock and roll songs, so that you get to not only remember the 60s, but you get to remember the energy and the power of what it was like to believe that what you did in your life mattered.
Let's back up for a second. Now, Janice came to San Francisco until the hate, 1966.
Right.
From where?
Port Arthur, Texas, way down in the south, next to Louisiana. She had been going to school for 1 year at Lamar University, trying to put her life together after having... In Beaumont. She'd been living at home at that time. She went through, after high school to 1966, she was back and forth at home and in different colleges and running around to the different beatnik centers, playing around with different drugs and getting into the art world and really kind of getting in way too deep and then pulling herself back and way too deep. And so this last year, she was really grounding herself and getting that a little bit of perspective that maybe what she really cared about wasn't going to happen through drug use, but was going to happen through using her power and focus. And so when she came out here in 66, she was really driven and committed to making her musical efforts successful.
Where were you at that time?
Well, I'm 6 years younger than Janice. So, you know, she was 25. You know, I was way under. I was in high school and looking from a distance.
I see. You're listening to the voice of Laura Joplin, who is Janice's younger sister, and she's telling us about the show that's being done at the Marines Memorial over on Sutter and Mason here in San Francisco, and it goes on what days?
Well, it's pretty much every day except Monday. Two shows on the weekend, running through September.
And it's a great show. I saw it on Tuesday. I want to go back. The power, and they do a light show and back, you know, to reminiscence of the light shows that happened back in 66, and talking about Bill Graham and the Beans. And what I got was how respectful the letters were to her family. You know, the fact that she counted on them for moral support, and she was, when she writes her letters back, that you have one Janice who just plays, she just reads the letters, and she's kind of a tiny woman, and Paul mentioned earlier that he liked it because the woman brought out the inner child. I mean, it kind of reminded you of how vulnerable she was. And then you have another woman who does the songs, and they act together sometimes, dressed in the same costume. So and there's like 20 costume changes. She's bouncing all around, and it was just. But her letters back home were so respectful. She cared so much about making sure that the family knew she was all right and trusted her, and she got there okay.
I think that they had a very strong bond. The parents had always been there. When Janice got strung out and she came home, she was always welcomed, and they were always trying to help her find her place. There's a wonderful telegram I found after Janice had died that mother had written to her saying, congratulations, you know, that everything that you have done, you know, led you to succeed at what you have chosen to do. And even though our parents were not not hippies and they weren't beatniks. You know, they were pretty salt-of-the-earth people that they were really committed to helping her feel grounded and finding herself. So she did, luckily.
Yeah, she made it through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a microcosm of the city in the change, the time of the change.
When you say 18 of the most powerful blockbusters of her distinguished musical career, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
You got that one, yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Opens the second half.
Mm-hmm.
It opens the second act.
Opens right. The second act.
Audience participation encouraged.
Yes, everybody sings along.
Mm-hmm.
You mean I can come in there with this very bad voice and feel right at home?
Oh, man,
absolutely.
The person next to me had a worse voice. Oh, geez. You're encouraging them not to clap along. So many white people clapping out of turn, too. Oh, geez.
Janis Joplin's sister, reading the letters from her sister to home over a period of, how many letters? You said 25?
There were 25 that she wrote home. And, you know, after the book that I wrote about her came out in 92, and after it came out, based really on these letters, we started receiving new letters. And so I found almost 100 more letters.
Well, where did you receive the new letters from?
Well, 70 or so of them were written by Janis to a man that she was engaged to marry before she joined Big Brother. And they're incredibly intimate, personal presentations of her own perspective on life, what she wanted in the future, the power of music and her attraction to it, her fear of music because music is related to drugs, and she was worried because she had a tendency to go overboard, and so she really discusses everything. And so Randy Myler, who wrote the play and put it together, excerpted from these other letters and put it together so that Janis, for the first time, really gets to tell her story in her words. And having read a number of scripts and books and things on Janis, I found that the first time I saw the show on stage, I was really blown away because I felt like she'd come back. That she was here, that I had a brief moment to hear what it was really like, what she thought. It was her sense of her humor. It was her use of adjectives and those stories that she had. So it's a very unique presentation of someone who was an icon. And icons get stuck in the multiple public meanings that people have, which is different than being a person that's full of so much ambiguity and complexity that she now, back on stage, is again, she's a person just sharing little things.
Laura, did you follow your sister to California eventually?
Well, I'm here now. It took me a few years. but, you know, I had my own path. I think when you grow up with someone as powerful an image as Janis, that, you know, there's this huge shadow that follows you around, and it takes a while to figure out what you want to do. And so for me, one of the easiest ways to have my own space was to stay clear of her space.
And did you spend a lot of time down there? We're speaking with Janis Joplin's sister, Laura Joplin. Did you write the play, Love Janis?
No, I wrote the book, Love Janis. And I found, quite by chance, a playwright, Randall Myler, who'd done this incredible piece on Hank Williams called Lost Highway. Uh-huh. And I was really taken by it because it was one of the few pieces on a famous person that I'd read that allowed Hank Williams to have all pieces of his personality. And I knew that's what I wanted for Janis. And I met Randy and gave him a copy of the book. And you could just almost see his eyes light up when he started reading her letters. And I just think the whole play was formed in his mind. He could see the interaction of these women on stage. And he put together the entire show. It's all his. And he's done just a superb job. It's just, I couldn't be happier.
How many people in the cast?
Well, there's two Janises. We call them the Jan-I. And then there's a band and an interviewer. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll be speaking more with Laura Joplin, who inspired the play Love Janis, which is at the Marines Memorial Theater. We'll find out pretty much how the play got incubated and what it's doing here and where it's going. I'm keeping it real with Will and Willie. Here on 960 The Quest.
Waiting for a train when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harp.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salad, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there! At the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Podcasts, streams, and downloads of your favorite shows. Go to quakeradio.com.
And Janice is crying again here on 960 The Quake. This is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Our guest is Laura Joplin, who wrote the book Love, Janice, based on the letters that Janice wrote back to her family in Port Arthur, and some other letters, some back. She reads a couple of letters back from her family, which are kind of nice, in the play Love, Janice, which is appearing at the Marines Memorial Theater Tuesday through Sunday. Up until Labor Day, I believe.
Right.
Through Labor Day. Now, how did the play, how did it start out? Where did it start out?
Well, it started at the Denver Center Theater Company, which is one of the big regionals that are frequently incubators of plays, with Randall Myler, who was the associate artistic director there. And he put the entire thing together, and they put it on, and it was one of their highest attendance shows. It was such a hoot. It was such a community celebration. You had even the cleaning staff were decorating their carts in psychedelic colors and designs and things. People were showing up in Hell's Angel biker leather, and other people were in top hats and tails, and you know, it was just wonderful. And one of the neat things we enjoyed was that you'd see these people that were boomer types who were bringing their parents or bringing their kids, and so it was a real celebration of saying, look, this was what it was like. You know, it was really a special, wonderful, exciting time. It was just a joy.
Willie Brown, you were here for those years, 66, 67. You remember the hippies taking over?
I lived in the Hate.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I lived in the Hate and was there for years. I lived directly across the street from the people who did the poster. You know, the Haight-Ashbury poster, the one with the flowers and the became so famous. And the Jack Klauses did that, Jack and Irene Klaus. And it was quite a hit. I was there for all those Sunday afternoons when it was almost like spontaneous explosion in the park for the music that was played. And you'd walk down there. It was just a whole different world. I was there for the start of the Free Ashbury
Haight-Ashbury Clinic.
Yeah. I was there for that, for the start of that. I was there for many of Janis's performances.
And
I was there for the when Bill Graham started as just a nothing promoter, trying to make sense out of all of this. I remember so clearly Santana's first success, and when all these guys, they took the money in cash. They couldn't believe they had all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was an incredible time period. And the bands actually lived in the Hate. They actually bought Victorians and painted them all those crazy colors that everybody said to, you know, was somewhere out of somebody's drug
dream
sequence.
Psychedelic dream, yeah.
Psychedelic dream.
The painted
sequence.
Ladies.
Yes, I was around.
So you remember Big Brother and the holding company?
Yeah. I was actually an office holder by then. I got elected in 1964. And we started, you know, the protests of the war, as you'll remember. The demonstrations over the University of California with Mario and the crowd, and the time we were trying to get people who were in jail freed. It was a time for just at the tip of the edge for people starting to do the number with the Panthers. It was an incredible time period. Eldridge was just coming out of jail and just hooking up with Kathleen. And I mean, it's just one thing after another that made this a magical period of time. And Janis Joplin was the high priestess of all of this.
In the play, she calls herself the goddess of hippies.
Yeah. and her songs so appropriately captured the flavor of the time in the spirit. Of what it was all about.
So the music seemed to pull it together, energize people, and give them a place to gather, as well as, you know, motivate them to keep going.
Were you a hippie too?
In my own time, yes. I remember being one of the first women on the campus. I went to a college near Port Arthur, and wearing blue jeans, you know, taking your bra off, you know, the challenges of the time and how radical it was. It was radical just to not wear a skirt, you know, and my parents were really committed to trying to keep me closer to home. They had seen what supporting independent artistic endeavors happened to my sister and wanted to have me slow down a bit. So I went to the university close to home.
Now, do you get to see the play often, or you're not traveling with it? You just show up once in a while to help?
Well, you know, I was living in Denver when it first started, and I swear I went to every performance for the first 6 weeks. I just couldn't get enough. You know, we've all kind of got it memorized at this point. And then after that, every time it opens, I like to come in for rehearsals some and then watch it. Every time it's special, it's always new. It's a little different, and each audience, you know, brings its own energy
every
and power.
Every audience is a fingerprint.
I just just love watching people get off on it. I love watching them, you know, shake and move and jump up and scream and sing along. You know, that's where it's at.
You said you started in the, it was incubated in the theater company, the regional theater company.
Right, in Denver.
And give me the history of it. What year was that about, and what's occurred in the years in between?
Well, the play first started in 94, and it took a couple years from when my book was published in 92 to come out. And the play then, kind of, we stumbled around here and there with some of the business aspects of it, so it might have been slower than it would have been if it hadn't had that. But it's played in Austin, in Chicago, Cincinnati, Louisville, Kentucky, New York. It was in Off-Broadway, New York, for a year and a half. And it's just galvanized people everywhere it's been. Janice had that ability to connect with the heart, the emotional energy of people, and the play delivers. It gives you, even if you're not a fan, it gives you that story of a young girl who was willing to chase her dreams in the music world and to find herself in the middle of the social scene of the revolutionary times of the 60s. Wow, you know, to come from Port Arthur, Texas, where you were really dealing with a very oppressive southern part of the history, and to end up in San Francisco, where possibilities were around every corner.
Both Paul and Will, both Paul and Will have seen the show, and they each say that the singer that does the singing part in the role of the Janai. is eerie in terms of how close and accurate the tone and the
spot on every note
was. Yes, of Janice. Query: over the years since '94, how many different singers have been cast in that role, to your knowledge?
I think we've had about seven different singers over the years.
Seven people with that could do that voice?
Well, you know, when we first started out, we were a bit terrified. How are we going to find singers? And then the first singer just kind of blew us away, even though we said, well, she sounds different, but she delivers the energy. And we've kind of realized that the secret to being a great Janice on stage is to connect with your own personal power. And then once your own authentic self comes through that music, you just blast through with what really was what Janice was about, which is, you know, being true to yourself, because yourself is who you are. And there's that great quote, let yourself go and you'll be more than you ever dreamed of being. And that's, I think, what they get.
We're Janice Joplin, and she's speaking to us about the play called Love Janice, which is appearing at the Marines Memorial Theater. And thank you for joining us here on Keeping It Real. Where does it go from here? Where's the play go?
Oh, we can only dream. Some fun places. I mean, why should it ever leave San Francisco?
I don't think
it's finally at home.
Yeah. I concur wholeheartedly with you.
Yes,
I concur wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And the next time you see it beyond San Francisco, I might be playing jazz.
Cool. Go for it.
I can do me and Bobby McGee.
Connect with the inner you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank
you. Right. My pleasure.
We'll see you. Pleasure to meet you.
My favorite part was with the swag bag that you gave us. It said Love Janice on the outside. On the inside was a little feather boa.
Right.
The pink sunglasses. And a half pint of Southern Comfort. Hillbilly LSD. Thanks so much. Coming up, of course, we got What Would Willie Do? And the author, Ali Asari, from Confronting Iran. All Keeping It Real with you and me and Willie Brown and Bobby McGee here on 960 The Coin.
It's 8:30 at 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. News coming up right after we check the cars in the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to us this time by Hyundai. In Orinda, 24 westbound after the Orinda Crossroads crash. Out of the lanes now on the shoulders, slow through there anyway. Five vehicles cleared about 20 minutes ago from the two left lanes at Willow. Stop and go through there because of that earlier problem. Say between Columbus Parkway and Willow Ave on 80 westbound. Slow through the maze up to the metering lights that await you at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Not a real big delay at the Toll Plaza. Heavy across the upper deck, though. New crash in Cupertino. Three cars now on the shoulder, 85 northbound after 280. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 8:31 at 9:60, The Quake. Quake's John Rivers tells us about our top story this morning.
We awaken today to another Spare the Air Day. The hot temperatures brought on by weather system machinations, which are Greek to most of us, add up to the need to limit the additional pollutants that we pour into the sky. That's a convoluted way of saying take your mass transit today. It's free. Along with the urgings to leave the car in the garage comes a plea to limit your power consumption. The Flex Your Power folks are warning that the hot weather could push our power usage into levels that could result in outages. As a matter of fact, the warnings about limiting your power usage have already been extended through Wednesday.
A little more on that. The heat wave has been really challenging our power grid. Officials say this afternoon we might set an all-time record for electricity usage this afternoon. It's always a good idea to kick your thermostat up to about 78 on your AC and don't use any major appliances until after 7 o'clock tonight. It could be more than 110 degrees in parts of the Central Valley this afternoon. Fire officials expect to have that Del Puerto Canyon wildfire completely out by late afternoon. 33,000 acres burned over the last few days. Katie Couric's in town. The new CBS Evening News host is a guest of the Commonwealth Club of California. She's speaking on the need for colon cancer screening and prevention. That's what killed her husband. The events at the Marriott Hotel at noon on 4th Street. San Francisco has a cafe culture, or does it? Supervisor Ross McCarimi says that visitors from the suburbs and from out of state have an expectation to see a lot of outdoor cafes in the city, and he says it's amazing how few we really have. So he's going to introduce legislation tomorrow that would allow businesses to reapply for zoning variance to allow them to set up tables and chairs on the sidewalks outside their eateries. Quake weather today, as we mentioned, really hot. Inland, far east, north, and south bay, around 100 or above. Fairfield looks to be the hot spot today at 105. 65 to 68 in Pacifica and Half Moon Bay seems like the place to go. High today in San Francisco, 78. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960, The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
If you get your early morning news from KGO or KCBS or KQED, we'd like to invite you to try our alternative. No police blotter stories, progressive commentary from contributors like Mother Jones Magazine, news about you, your environment, and your money. And you can download it every morning, too, from quakeradio.com.
The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake.
Hey, True Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
One, two, three, hit it! Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
He's got it!
Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
He must have his dial tuned in to 960 AM KQKE The Quake.
The father of soul.
That's right.
James Brown.
James Brown is keeping it real with Will and Willie.
A distant cousin.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. We got a guest coming up this segment. It's an author, Ali Ansari, who talks about his book is called Confronting Iran, and it's the failure of American foreign policy in the next great conflict in the Middle East. He wrote this book before the weekend, apparently. So I wonder if he presaged this, if he wondered what, if he knew what was going on, if the book is prescient.
Well, he simply traces the history of the Middle East, and literally, without a question, you'll be able to predict, as was the burst of Durst, what the tombstone will say 3, 4, 5, 6 million years from now.
Middle East peace talk stalled.
That's right. And they'll have a laundry list of who's who that have received the Nobel Prize for having solved the problem in the Middle East.
Yeah, I think it's on some of those kings, you know, like King Tutankhamun. I'm sure it was, you know, the graffiti on the inside there was back and forth about the Jews and Israel and Palestine.
So
I don't understand what Bush can do. Yeah, I don't. He's supposed to be calling us on the air.
Yeah.
He'll be there. He'll be here in 2 minutes. I don't understand what Bush is trying to do. I mean, it's hard for him to become the arbitrator, you know? It's hard to be the happy guy, you know, the guy who's confident and can get things together and build bridges when he's so used to burning them.
Well, Mr. Bush, at the moment, has very little credibility, simply because of the misstep with reference to Iraq. And the basis for that misstep leads almost everything else he's commented on or trying to direct of questionable integrity. Also, everybody now knows that the resource pot is not unlimited, as had been the perception before Iraq. A combination of those factors ruins you of some of the bluff that you would be able to run and to have persuasion of the world. People now see China as the wealthiest nation in the world, with its resources not yet exposed, as is the case with the good old USA, simply because the Chinese own most of our assets.
Comes and our debt.
Yeah.
That's almost all of our asset.
Yeah.
Our big asset is our debt.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to have to build up more debt.
It's their problem if we don't pay. You know, who do they sue?
I'm surprised they don't have precious minerals, that they don't have oil somewhere.
Russia does.
Russia does, but not enough to be of any impact on how they conduct themselves. They're going to use up everybody else's energy before they turn their attention to theirs. And obviously, Iran has the second vast supply of reserves in the world of natural gas, in the world of crude oil. So that becomes a major, major place and focused attention by people.
I don't understand why we don't just do a Manhattan Project on alternative energies. Why we just don't? If we had taken all this money that we put into Iraq, which is approaching $400 billion, I believe, $400 billion, if we had taken that kind of money and just thrown it into alternative energies, we'd probably have solar cells the size of the crystal on your watch.
Yeah,
being able to run your car.
Your cell phone would be operated that way rather than the current energy requirement to get it going. And I think we're going to talk to Ed Schultz about some of that because he purchased an electric car over the weekend. And apparently he's going to drive it as his preferred method of transportation.
Yeah, what are these global electronic mobiles?
That's part of the subject matter
he's
going to talk about, among several other things, including the Democrats bailing out on the ad that they had, and of course, Lieberman and Lamont, and he's into it.
You saw the ad where they had flag-draped coffins. So Bush gets to use them in his ads, but we can't use them in ours. Is that it?
Well, we pulled them, so we'll talk to Ed Schultz about that
There's so much that Bush gets to do that we can't do just because he's president. He gets to say that he doesn't have to follow laws.
Well, that's one of the advantages of being president. That's why you run for president. You don't want to obey the laws.
I always wondered who wanted to be president. Can you imagine? Everywhere you go, every minute of your life is under a huge microscope. And obviously, they say an unexamined life is not worth living. Well, Bush, he doesn't look like a real, I don't think he listens, to the voice of his muse too much. I think he ignores it. He doesn't look like he examines his life a lot, a real self-introspective kind of a guy.
Well, he probably doesn't because he doesn't know he has one. you can't examine something which you don't know exists.
Yeah, he doesn't know where the key is to the secret window.
No question. No question. But, he is the president. He won. Not fair and square, but he won.
Nobody wins fair and square anymore. They keep finding these tunnels into these voting machines.
Don't talk about tunnels. You got to talk about Boston and the Fallen Tunnel.
Who makes a ceiling tile 3 tons? Who makes 3-ton ceiling tiles? Isn't that counterintuitive? It's a ceiling tile. Why would you make it 6,000 pounds?
You want to make it so that it looks pretty.
No.
And it doesn't look pretty if it's not 6,000 pounds.
It was there to funnel air through the air exhaust system and to make sure that the... And then they figured they could do it with just a little wainscoting. Yeah, that's all they need.
One you can flip with your fingers. Yeah. A wing nut. You amaze me. I didn't know that you were into building products. I didn't know you were into screws and nails and hammers and wing nuts.
3-ton ceiling tiles? Does that make sense to anybody?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Had them in the other tunnel, in the tunnel on the way to the airport. They had them, and they were only 800 pounds, or 8,000, or no, 800 pounds, I think. So it was a difference between 6,000 and 800. Let's see, what am I going to go for?
And then think about the engineer that signed off on it. Can you imagine the conversation he must have had with them? He said, listen, we made too little profit on the last one you did. You got to come up with a way to quadruple our profit.
All right. Well, I got 6,000-pound ceiling tiles.
I know what we can do.
And we're going to need some really strong walls.
Yeah, we could make that ceiling heavier than water. And we'll have to shore it up. And what they did is they didn't put enough bolts in to hold it in.
Hold up the 6,000-pound ceiling tile?
Hold it in place.
Yeah, you would need more than
four.
To,
from constant jarring, with constant shaking.
From above and below.
From above and below, and just the natural shifts in the earth created additional pressure. And at some point, you know, unfortunate man and wife driving through that tunnel. I'm amazed, though, that there were no one else was injured. How can you have that much stuff come down, rain down upon you?
Three tiles came down, right?
Yep, and only one car was struck. And only one person was
it must have been the right time
laid
of the day.
To rest. Yeah, the husband seated right next to her. That means...
minor injuries.
Yeah. Drive, don't ride.
Drive, yeah. Stay on the left.
Yeah.
Stay to the left. Well, we're still looking for Ali Ansari, who is the author of a book called Confronting Iran. And we have What Would Willie Do? Coming up in the next segment, we're going to ask him an unrehearsed question and find out what his immediate and, shall we say, response of his incredible history and experience comes through. We learn something every day, everybody does.
I watched Joe Biden and... Newt Gingrich yesterday.
Oh, fighting out on Meet the Press?
On Meet the Press. And I got to tell you, about a third of the way into their presentation, you knew that it was totally and completely staged and insincere.
What, that they had the questions in advance?
Must have.
Yeah, they knew it. Oh, yeah, they get the questions. They know what they're talking
Must
about.
Must have.
Yeah.
And then I went to Wolf Blitzer and watched Diane...
get sandbagged.
Yes.
Yeah, always happens to us.
Always happens to you. But it was always, it was all about the Middle East. And those Middle Eastern scholars from the Middle East themselves with those strong accents and those erudite performances, they were just marvelous. You know they are insincere.
And those pure white sheets.
Absolutely.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
And you are too here on 960 The Quick.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra thin so you can hang it on a wall and will include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader. A proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week. Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do? Today we asked the mayor a question of great national import. And he answers with his customary aplomb. And today's question, we're going to get off the Middle East. We're going to get off the heat wave. We're going to go straight to something that's going to take Washington by storm this week. And I'm talking about stem cell research. He's going to try to set this up as a political thing to energize his base. And he's got Bill Frist against him. Bill Frist said, study the science. If you're a Democrat, how do you keep this issue on your side without letting the Republicans steal it from you?
Well, I think Republicans have joined ranks with the Democrats on this issue. When I saw Trent Lott a couple of days ago, or at least yesterday, on one of the talk show programs, and they asked the question, how will you vote to the Democrat? And the Democrat, of course, said, I'm for it, I'm pushing it, et cetera, et cetera. And then they went to Mr. Lott, and they said, where are you on this issue? Mr. Lott, he says, I'm for it as well. He said, but I'm also for the other two bills, i.e., two more measures on stem cell that are less egregious from Mr. Bush's standpoint than the one that was passed by the House, which simply extends the research option on those cells that are left and the overflow of cells. The business of dealing with the whole issue around stem cells may not lend itself to Democratic exploitation. In this crazy political business, you've got to be smart enough and wise enough to know that if the hand is dealt and it doesn't contain a political trump card, then you play the hand with the strength of the hand to achieve the public policy goal. In this case, stem cell is just there. Once Bill Frist stepped in, once Trent Lott stepped in, the hand now no longer has any political advantage, so to speak, for Democrats who are uniquely situated on the issue. They just must now resort to the public policy debate. Hopefully, there can be an opportunity to get back on track with the Democrats talking about how they help win the issue if the veto is overridden. If Mr. Bush vetoes the House bill, and you can cobble together all of the votes necessary, Republicans and Democrats lack, to make it a law without his signature, or in spite of the absence of his signature, or his veto, you're in a position where you can take credit. But it has to be rooted in the issue, not the cleverness of Democrats, not the demonstrated leadership of Democrats. This issue is beyond being politicized because it has now been embraced by all the Republicans. Democrats must be wise enough to see the difference.
And that's what Willie would do. That's what would Willie do. That's doing what Willie does.
I think so, the Republicans are being kind of clever, though, adding two other bills. Now, that is something that...
To obfuscate the issue.
We often did that. We would drop in a couple of other bills so that you as a person exposed on this issue
could
politically...
Could say you voted for something.
Could say, I voted for it and I voted against it. The same
as... Sounds like John Kerry.
That's right. If there had been two war resolutions and he had voted for both, he would have been able to say that. But there was a gap in time and space, and he wasn't smart enough to say new information supplies an opportunity for one to be more intelligent on his next vote. The vote that I cast was based upon dishonest, stupid information, and by the time the next vote came around, that information had been exposed, the person who delivered that information had been exposed, and we knew that they were a fraud, and as a representative in this democracy, I was duty-bound to have my decision be made upon current information, unlike what the comedian said about Mr. Bush. His views will remain on Wednesday as they were on Monday, no matter what happened on Tuesday.
And
so the man should have been clever enough to
he wants
grab
to be
on
president. He was smarter than Bush. He won all three debates, and still the American public decided to go with the guy who looked like they could have a beer with.
Yeah, went with the guy that had the Bluetooth in his back. You remember that little
the hunchback?
Yes,
yeah.
That was the first version of Bluetooth.
That was Carl Rove speaking to him. And it was confusing him, too, so they got rid of it.
Yeah, did you say, well, I always love it when those little eyes start blinking. And he's wondering aloud. I know he wanted to say, would you repeat that?
I can't hear you. Sorry, I didn't get that.
What? Yeah, it's like, I was confused. Always confusing.
Yeah, like the people in Florida were confused.
Did you say?
So. What do you want me to say now?
But, you know, it's a triggering device that worked very effectively. And our guy looked really good windsurfing.
Oh God! You don't want to see a future president wearing spandex.
Speaking of windsurfing, we had an incident here in San Francisco over the weekend where some guy was windsurfing and the wind disappeared. He started off
stuck.
I guess he left a picnic. He left a Clear Channel picnic.
Stuck out there, Coyote Point, for 7 hours on the bay because the wind died down. Did you read this? And 7 hours he stuck out there.
Yeah, and he said, I was literally prepared to watch the sunrise. I could only think of us when he said, watch the sunrise. The guy should be broadcasting with us if he can get up that early and he can wait, look forward eagerly to the sunrise.
Come down here, have some coffee.
Then he said he heard the whirly bird. And when the whirly bird picked him up, it was his wetsuit that kept him alive.
Yes.
A wetsuit clearly not made in one of the countries where they put holes in wetsuits to get even with us.
We got Big Ed Schultz coming up here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Keeping It Real with you as well.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading games.